Alana, why, hey.
Hi.
Why should you be our roommate?
I am there.
Oh.
Okay. I am always down to hang.
Oh.
Love it.
I love that.
It, love it.
And I usually have snacks.
Oh, hey! Okay. Great, great, great.
Some goldfish?
Yeah. Come on in. Bring your bags.
Not goldfish. Sun chips.
So sun in chips, the healthier.
In the cheddar area.
Ooh.
I feel more of a crunch. More appropriate for adults.
Thank you.
Let's
We're not
do
babies.
It.
This isn't a house of babies.
Welcome to the
this
show.
This is a house of grown people.
Put the cake in the oven and I'll read you a book on the shelf.
Water the
going to be
all right. Welcome to Roommate Lovers, a podcast where a couple gives you a couple pieces of advice. He's Kyle, and he is the largest blooming plant by volume on the earth.
She's Maggie, and her glasses are so big, they need their own glasses.
Yeah, there's little ones that are, and those are prescriptions, but they're different on each side.
Yeah, they're different on each side.
Yeah.
Where do they get those at? Where do you shop? Where do your glasses shop to get glasses?
Warby Parker.
Yeah. So check them out. They're actually a sponsor of the show. We're glad to have them.
Yeah, we're glad to have them. We haven't seen any of that money yet,
no,
but that's okay.
We haven't
that's
seen okay. the money, but we are that's looking.
Okay.
We
are
think
looking.
It might be lost. Maybe we keep checking trash cans like
yeah.
at park, like
yeah.
someone stowed it, like, you know, like as ransom money, like in a brown paper bag.
I'm surprised we haven't found any ransom bags.
Yeah. You know, it's, you know, when you look through the trash as much as we do,
yeah.
and we do a lot,
yeah.
you'd think you'd find some ransom buddy. Ransom
money. We call money buddy. It's our
yeah,
buddy.
It's our buddy because we see it so infrequently.
It's just like, it's not like a
since,
bestie, it's a buddy.
Yeah, ever since they started dating that other buddy. Oh, jeez, we never see them anymore.
God.
Come on.
Money is always dating its other buddy.
Yeah.
Time.
Time is a warp.
Yeah, they're so similar.
You know, our guest this week has a cool nickname on another podcast.
On Doughboys.
The Knife.
The Knife. Can you
think,
can you imagine
should we
having
have
a name as cool
as
the
knife?
Knife?
Should we have nicknames, you know?
Okay, like, Kyle. Okay,
what
Kyle.
What would our nicknames
let's,
be?
Oh, let's open this door
open
and let's
door.
Step through it and let's
oh, man,
look
I used
around.
To have a door sound effect. Okay, let's open the door.
What's a different sound effect for a door that can happen?
Okay.
Just anything. Just, you know.
I got...
Whoa.
That's pretty good.
I love it. Let's, now, okay. what do we see? What do we
so
see?
So, what
around?
Do we see? I think you could. I got one for you.
I mean, I have one for you.
Okay. I'll say mine first.
Okay.
After you say yours.
At the same time?
Yeah, I'll say mine first after you say yours at the same time. Ready?
Wait, I say mine at the same time as myself, or
yes.
I say it at the same time as you?
Same.
At the same time as myself.
Go.
Great. Cookie.
That's what I was gonna give myself.
Whoa! It's set. Cookie.
Here's what I really want.
Your cookie.
In my mind for like a few weeks now, and I haven't said this out loud to anyone. I don't think. In my mind, I kind of want like, if I could get people to start calling me Cookie the Man. That's what I want. Is Cookie the Man?
Why did you have to like make it into like a masculine thing?
No, I don't.
Can't
need
you just
it to
be
masculine.
Like Cookie?
I like okay. It's
Cookie
it's,
the Man.
I think
let me
it's
just
funny.
Okay. Let me wrap my brain around it.
It's I don't know because it's like you're like Cookie the person. You know, it's like
Cookie the Man.
It's just like you are. I don't know. It's like Kermit the Frog. You know, it's like
Cookie
the Man.
The Man.
Cookie the Man.
Kermit the Frog. Cookie the Man.
Okay, how
so
about
not
Cookie the Frog?
Not Cookie Man. Like Cookie Man is
no. Cookie Man is out.
Out. Cookie Man,
cookie
like
the guy?
A Cookie Man is like a man who makes cookies.
How about Cookie the Kyle?
Cookie the Kyle. Kyle the Man. Kyle the Man Montaigne.
Kyle
pretty
the Man
good.
Montaigne.
Kyle
that
the Man Montaigne is actually pretty great.
Hey guys, welcome to Roommate Lovers. I'm Kyle the Man Montaigne.
And I'm
Maggie the Bookkeeper.
Oh, I liked it. I like it. Bookkeeper.
Because you read a lot of books.
The Bookkeeper.
And it's
the
like a double meaning.
Why?
Because you read a lot of books, but also bookkeepers, like, they, like, keep the records.
Oh, see, I don't do that so well.
No,
so
but
I
you are the
that...
you keep the records of knowledge.
Mm.
The retainer of
Ask
knowledge.
Ask me anything, and I'm sure I'll be able to.
What type of whale mm-hmm. swims the farthest?
Orca.
Really? Is that real?
I don't know. They migrate. Real. They migrate a lot, but
see?
All the whales.
She does know.
They migrate from like tip to toe.
Maggie's always reading like eight different. I honestly, it's more than eight different books. You're always reading a lot of different books.
I got a lot of books.
Are you still reading that whale book right now?
I am reading. It's not specifically just about whales, but it is called How to Speak Whale. I think we've talked about this on the podcast before.
I don't know.
This
These
one's been
poor,
a slow.
Poor people.
Anyway,
that have had to listen.
But
to
I got
Maggie's
another whale
list
book for Christmas that I
books.
Haven't opened yet. I'm saving it.
Okay.
Anyway, bookkeeper. Maybe the librarian.
The librarian.
The bookkeeper.
The
I like
bookkeeper.
I like it.
Okay.
I like it.
Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. I'm Kyle, the man Montaigne,
and I'm the bookkeeper.
Just the bookkeeper.
And I'm the bookkeeper.
I love it. Just the bookkeeper.
Hey, I wanted to share trauma that happened to me this week.
Share it, books.
All right, cooks.
That's pretty good.
Books and cooks.
Books and cooks
it's
on
happening.
The bike.
Books and cooks and the knife.
Books and cooks on the mics all
cooks.
Night.
I was given an audition, like the actor that I am. It happens all the time.
Speak at books.
And I thank you. And I this has been happening since I was in my early 20s. I'll get roles for mothers,
sure.
Like unnamed mother roles. Yes. It's just you get a certain age as a woman and they're like, "You're mommy."
21 is
21.
The age.
So, you know, I don't really bat an eye. I got the audition. It was like, "It's for moms." I was like, "Okay, I'm not obviously not a mom, doesn't matter. I can act."
Uh-huh. Whoa, hey. Wow.
However, this one was for specifically new mothers that just gave birth.
Yeah.
And my agent was like, "Maggie never had a kid. She's definitely got the post-baby body. Like, that's definitely for her. Let me just go ahead and slide that one onto
Anyone
her radar."
Anyone who's seen you knows, it looks like you just got out of there. Yeah.
I had one line in the audition.
What was it?
For a fake mom who just gave birth. My one line was I was supposed to be looking in the mirror, and my line was, "Will my body ever look the same again?"
That's like such a... Good for you.
I can't believe it.
You go from booking like a hit comedy network show to...
Will my body ever
stereotype.
Look the same again?
And the answer
so,
is no.
It's so like fake comical. It's like a 30 Rock like
It is like a 30 Rock joke, yeah.
It's like a 30 Rock, like Tina Fey, like Liz Lemon did one audition.
Get, yeah.
Yeah, and it was like...
It was the only one she could get. Yes.
I'll keep you guys posted if I book it.
I hope so.
Fingers
crossed. But hey, you know, we booked a great guest today.
We did.
We're very excited.
Yeah.
She's here. You might know her from her appearances on Comedy Bang Bang.
Oh my
or
God.
Like we were just saying, she's known as
The Knife
on Doughboys. She does a bunch of great shows. I can't believe I didn't bring this up while she was here. I just saw her and a previous roommate, Namdi. They did a show together, and they crushed it. They were hilarious.
Well, yeah, they're incredible.
They're so funny. They're
no,
so
she does. What I love about Alana is she is has such a good energy on podcasts. We've listened to them all the time with her on, because why wouldn't you? She's incredible. But also, like, she's actually out there doing like live comedy, which is so funny and so good.
Maybe she's going to book this role for a mother who just had birth.
Good luck to you, Alana.
Good luck.
I'm not
good
sure.
Good luck to all women out there.
Good luck to mothers. Good luck to the mothers like myself.
To mothers and mothers pretending to be mothers. Anyways, please help us.
Will my body ever look the same?
Please help us in welcoming this week's roommate,
Alana Johnston. Alana Johnston. Wow, wow, wow. In the flesh. In the room. How are you finding it, by the way? Is the bed comfy enough?
I gotta say, that was a feature-length intro song. I'm impressed. That was...
Yeah.
I'm sitting here listening to this going, are we done yet? That's all our time.
Yeah, it feels a lot longer when you're listening to the episode,
I'm
I gotta
thinking,
say.
I'm thinking, back your bags. You just got in. It's time to leave. This took so long.
You know, thanks, Alana, for coming, but it's time to go. We have another guest coming in.
You know,
we gotta get going now.
We get a lot of feedback that that's the only good part of the show, actually. So,
yeah,
you know,
so this is,
I
buckle
didn't,
up.
I didn't say it wasn't. I was saying it's the longest part of the show.
Sure.
I still liked it.
No, that's fair.
Thank you. So you would see another two of them, like another, like if we're gonna franchise this film.
Yeah, if this is a saga, I'm in.
A cycle, right? A trilogy.
I'm in.
And to peel the curtain back further, like what Alana just heard was we played the theme song because we do the intro. We ask, say, like, hey, why should you be a roommate? And then we play the theme song.
And we quietly sit.
But technically, in the episode release, it goes to like then like 5 to 10 minutes of just me and Maggie.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh my God, even funnier because then I'm complaining about you two.
Yes. And
yep.
so,
yep.
And you want to know what's even crazier?
How long you are.
You want to know what's even crazier is I insist we listen to the theme song right before you come on and right before me and Maggie do our segment.
Oh, he makes me listen to it twice per episode. And then thrice for when I listen to the actual episode.
I can't possibly imagine why.
Yeah, we're,
this feels
we're wasting
like
a lot of time.
Y'all.
We're wasting a lot
Kyle
of time.
Kyle likes to be like, okay, here we go. And go.
And then she's like, oh, I got to pull my notes. I'm like, okay, I'll start it over. Hang on, I'll start it over.
The whole time I was listening to it, I was smiling because I kept thinking, somebody's showing off they know tech.
That's what we should have called this podcast.
I
don't know any of this shit. It's just Kyle being like, babe, I know how to do mics.
But you've got the computer out. That's intimidating.
She's the guy in the chair. Yeah.
I can't do my the phone. Kyle looks at the questions on his phone and I can't be like,
I can't. Yeah. I usually have stuff printed. Even my computer, because I have to wear glasses. I can't just, like for reading, I can't just quickly glance down.
Yeah.
So I print it, I put it large font, and then I can do the quick glance.
Okay,
if I don't want my glasses on.
That's fair.
That's awesome. That's
sometimes fair. I don't know if you're feeling this right now with your glasses. It's pinches because the headphone, it pinches. It hurts me too much.
These ones are okay. There's another pair that I have that is unbearable.
Unbearable. So I can't. I just can't do it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Anyway. Thanks for having me. Yeah, okay, theme song. Go theme song. And stick around. We're going to play it right after the third time.
We're going to play between each question.
Yeah.
Now, Alana, what's your roommate lover status? Are you with someone? Are you living with someone?
Roommate lover?
I have a husband that I refer to as a roommate.
Okay,
hey,
great.
There we go.
Absolutely. A roommate lover. Do you live together?
We live together, great. So he is my roommate by choice.
Okay.
and we get on well. I love where we live. I won't disclose where.
Thank you. Yes.
But
636 West Alana's house.
Yeah, in
house.
Order to do this West podcast, Johnston. I had to give you my address.
Yeah. Well, we're going on a podcast that I saw the email for today, and I'm not going to dox the podcast, but they wanted to know our date of birth, where we were born, like for like the star sign stuff. Yeah. They want to know a lot of information.
I know this podcast. The Palm?
No, it just started.
It's new.
We're going to help it. We're going to probably be really big guests for them.
Well, because really I did big. One where they read your palm and you have to send the pictures of the hand and I had to give a bunch of information.
Yes.
Craziest podcast I've ever been on.
Whoa.
I don't know if I'm the only listener of just my episode, but... It was like the things they were saying, and I don't tell them anything. Maybe they looked at my Instagram. Right. You can see some personal stuff on there,
right? For sure. Just like we did.
But here we go. But it was like the alignment of it all. Like it was so where it was like, you're going to have this, you lost something, but then at this, and then this is coming, and then at some point this, and you're like, yeah, I guess he's right.
That's
like
wild.
It was so like... He did it where he leaves it to you to make the conclusion.
Yeah.
He's not trying to tell me you're going to be rich. He's kind of like, this is interesting what I'm seeing exists. This is what it could pan out. Here's like options of what could happen. So that's why I wonder if that's what you guys are doing.
Yeah.
But it's like a psychic thing?
It's like giving advice to a relationship type of thing. But I think I don't know why. Because it's new, like I said, but it did feel like I expected the next question to be like, what's your social security number?
Well, that's why I'm asking 100%. If it's psychic, if they needed to know like your chart. You know, sometimes
I'm
your
sure
chart, you have to give your birthday.
Like, our friend, can we just... Like,
it's
we'll
a previous
not,
roommate.
Well, not. A previous roommate, because we will talk about it when it happens.
Yeah.
And we're excited. But I don't want to put them on a timeline. But this former roommate on the podcast is big into astrology and charts and all that stuff. And so I'm sure it's to like look at our... what's the word I'm looking for? Like if we're
and
like
if
math.
It's like if it's like Leo and Virgo
exactly.
go well together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Close
that makes
Leo
more
and
sense.
Scorpio. Oh
hey, whoa,
they thought they told
hey.
Us it could never happen,
yes.
I think. I'm not sure. I don't know.
I'm Gemini and it shows.
Yeah,
how does it show?
Teach
me about Geminis.
It's a nightmare. The hot and cold of it all. I'll be your friend 1 second and then you might wear the wrong color shirt and I'm like, you're done.
Okay, so it's like the Gemini, like the Ouch. Twins of it is there's two people within you. Is it
literally
that? Whoa.
Literally, and it has the highs are so high and the lows are so low. Oh, and listen, we're in the industry, we feel this, but it's like unreasonable. And I've worked so hard to make it closer to reasonable so that it looks like your unreasonable is my reasonable.
Uh-huh. That's,
do you know what I'm
that's
saying?
That's an art form in and of itself.
That's what I'm saying. So is there
like a tip that you'd have for anyone out there who's struggling to make other people seem unreasonable?
Lie. Act like you're fine. if someone's like, how are you? Don't ever answer that question. Never answer that. Because if you give a positive answer, but then you give that crazy negative answer the next time,
right,
it's not going to look good.
Right.
I do feel like sometimes I give way too much truth and it feels like it dips the room down. Like, because someone's like, how's this? Or like, when's the last time you cried or something? And then I like give a real answer and I'm like.
People say, hey, Kyle, when's the last time you cried?
Well, you know
cried?
Who says that all the time? Alex Romero.
Yeah.
Asks me it all the time.
Okay.
Okay, there's ways around it. Ask me how I'm doing.
Hey, how you doing?
Sure, yeah. How easy was that? Any follow-up?
That was
I didn't think so.
No,
that was
I didn't think so.
Let's get to a question.
Let's get it.
All right, this one comes from alias Katie Schmathan.
Katie Schmathan.
Sounds a little like a previous roommate, too.
You don't
this
think.
Is from
no.
somewhere in L.A. If I were faced with the decision of having to choose between my partner and my pet, I know that I would choose my pet in that situation. Should I even be with my partner? Question inspired by the TV show My Cat from Hell.
Okay.
Pet's helpless. Got to choose the pet.
Yeah.
It's like a baby.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
You don't have a choice.
Yeah.
If your significant other can't take care of themselves, best we walk now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You put them, it's like a bird getting a little baby bird like pushed out of the nest. Like,
yeah.
Maybe you should just divorce because like he needs to learn to fly.
But if the partner doesn't understand, that's on them.
Yeah.
And then you go, it's like, I don't know if you guys have kids, if they are, where are they?
No.
Yeah, but where are they?
I don't know.
We've literally never talked about this.
I'm sitting in an empty crib. I'm in an empty crib right now.
And it's cozy, right? It's cozy?
It's cozy? Warm. Someone was in here.
Someone was in here.
I know someone was in here.
Was there? Okay. Oh, kids. Okay.
Yes.
But it's the kind of thing where a lot of couples and they have kids and they kind of make this agreement, kids come first type of thing, right?
Right.
I'm not saying you have to value a pet's life more than your partner's life. We didn't say a building was on fire. Hello.
No.
We didn't say any of this. It just was a general. We don't even know what the topic's about. And I'm like, what are you, a pet needs you to live.
What are you going
to
do?
If your partner needs you to live, guess what's that called? A loser.
Yeah.
Right out of the gate. Get a
You're
life.
Right.
Literally get a life.
Speak the truth.
We get can't answer that any better than that.
There I think it's time for you to, I think it's time for them to walk. You know what I'm saying?
Walk.
How to make people know my name?
Oh.
I have some friends in college that know me by face, but don't know my name. How to make everybody know and remember my name.
Reintroduce yourself.
Hi.
As easy as it gets, that's what I do. I go, hey, Alana, I'm not sure if you remember.
Fucking do that all the time.
Hey, we met a while ago. Maybe you don't remember. I am Alana. Nice to meet you.
And
they're like, I remember.
Yeah,
like, okay.
You might not remember, but like it's giving them the benefit of the doubt. Because
so easy.
Have you ever met anyone who says they're good with names? No.
I know people that claim they have a good memory. And I go, then really? Because you didn't remember that I don't care about this conversation.
Hey.
You didn't remember.
Put
them on
blast.
Ya?
Do you happen to know, have you happened to work with one of our previous roommates on the show, Alan Johnson? Because his name is very close to yours.
You guys are like
Johnson or Johnston?
Johnson.
Alan. So he's,
but that's
missing,
what I'm saying.
The
he's missing a letter in each
name.
Missing
an A and a T.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Okay, I get it.
He's a UCB guy, hilarious.
Okay, yeah. But here's the thing. I might. I'm more of a face person.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I'm a visual. I've always been a visual learner.
Yeah.
I have a hard time when someone just says it to me. I have to picture
Kyle.
It.
Right.
Yeah.
Kyle.
I don't know if you remember. That's
Kiel.
Yeah,
yes, I've
enough.
Got you.
I like Kiel.
Kiel Montini. But you have to say it like it's hurting you. Kiel.
I will say I feel like I'm not that great with faces or names.
Mm-hmm. I think you have minor
face blindness.
I think
I do have minor face blindness.
Yeah.
I think I'm good with hair. I think I recognize hair more than anything
else.
That's
a problem. Because people change their hair all the time.
People
do
change. But a lot of people don't.
In the pandemic, I grew my hair to my elbows.
Okay.
That's
right.
We were best friends.
I just remembered. Oh,
no.
Oh my goodness.
You forgot. Yes. Then I cut it to what it is now, my chin.
Okay.
And I ran into a friend, my friend Mike, at the Elysian that I've known since I was 19, this person. Did not recognize me.
With your long hair?
With my long hair first.
Right.
Didn't recognize me. Reintroduced myself. Someone I've known since I was 19. Then I cut my hair.
Okay.
See him again and have to be like, hey, dude.
What's his response at this point?
He's laughing, being like, your hair, I can't tell. And I'm like,
I have face blindness.
Yeah.
That guy's face blind.
But
literally face blind.
I didn't even get upset because I was like, something's going on
Something's going on.
Like, something's in your brain.
Yeah,
it
was
off.
Like, we got to relax a little bit.
Yeah,
so,
that's rough.
Yeah, it was,
I have a friend from college who is literally face blind. Like, she wouldn't recognize me every single time I saw her.
That's fascinating.
I'd have to be like, hey, it's Maggie. It's Maggie. And she'd be like, hey, hi.
That's hard.
Isn't that crazy? It's such a wild thing to have. It must be like impossible to live.
You know what's weird though? I won't remember people if I meet more than one person in a night. So if I do a show,
Kyle, Remember me.
Damn it.
Pick
I
me, pick
said
me,
a
pick
night.
Me, pick me. Okay.
I can do two in the day. You both made it.
Okay.
Until I meet someone else. Okay. You're out of my mind.
So you meet one of our eight kids.
But it's like when you meet someone, say, after a show or something like that, and all these people at once, or, oh, these are my two friends, and like whatever.
For sure.
How am I supposed to remember that?
No.
Unless I have a conversation with you, I won't remember your name. Yes. I won't recognize your face. Yes. We'll start talking, and I'll be like, oh my God, that's right. Your mom was in town, and you were trying to pick where to go for Chinese food. And they'll be
really?
Like, what?
You remember that? Yeah, that's interesting.
Insane details that are about nothing I can remember.
Okay.
See, yes.
Okay, so I do tech at the Comedy Store.
Yes.
So I'm constantly
like... Yeah, you show off.
Hey, sorry.
We know you love tech.
We know you love tech.
Look at that.
He's pressing everything.
He just made these sounds come from nothing, you guys.
I can't believe I didn't know that was there.
I constantly like a meeting. Well, because like one of the things you do is you're like in charge of the lineup. Like you have to make sure the next comic's there. And so I'm constantly Googling these comics because I'm not a big stand-up guy, despite the fact that I worked there. I'm not a big stand-up guy. And so like there's a lot of comics I'm not familiar with by name necessarily. And so like I'm Googling them right before like I have to be like, are they in the green room or not? And I'm like, and then
what
like,
does face look?
Well, and
David's
then you go back
so
there.
True.
Yeah. Like, and then you go back there and they look so different from whatever's on Google. And like
always.
And my trick that I always try to do, and some of them are fucking jerks and they don't do the respectful thing. I say, hey, I'm Kyle, sound guy. And I shake their hand and they go, hey.
Come
it's like,
on.
I need you to say the name. I need you to say, hey, I'm Mike.
I'm throwing it out there. It's like the wedding thing that we talk about. We go to like someone's wedding. Like if I'm at Kyle's family's wedding, Kyle will go, this is my wife,
Maggie.
So that they go, hi, and I'm Scrimshaw, his cousin.
Dr. Scrimshaw,
your
cousin.
He doesn't remember Scrimshaw Doctor.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
You know, when
like,
you don't remember like an extended family member, you know.
Well, with
you
a
know?
Fake name as well.
That's Oh, Scrimshaw
very,
Doctor
very
is
hard.
Very real.
He's very good.
Yeah, and he's a doctor.
Yeah, he can fix all your
He's good.
He's
good. You're going to love this guy.
Doctor.
You gotta get to this wedding. I'm telling you, you gotta get in Kyle's family's weddings.
Alana, are you aware that Sears is back and bigger than
Don't
ever?
Talk about Sears right
I
now.
I knew Sears was back, and do you want to know why?
Why?
Sears
why?
Back?
Tell me.
My niece, this was a couple years back. This is how much
how?
I know Sears
tell
is back.
Everyone has a Sears story.
Everyone has a Sears story.
Let the woman talk.
Let the woman talk.
Okay. Go ahead.
On Sesame Street is a character, Rosita.
Yes.
Okay. Doll cannot be found anywhere. Anywhere.
Okay.
Do you know where I found it? Double the price. Sears.com.
Sears.com was selling a Rosita
Sears.com.
Doll?
What year?
And there was one left. This was 4 years ago. Okay. And there was only one left. My mom, my sister, my whole family looking every Toys R Us, Walmart, Target,
like a jingle
everywhere.
All the way, like a whole thing.
Like you can't even believe. And guess who's all the Sinbads?
Jingle a lot of
this guy.
Wait, in part of your Gemini, it's Alana Johnson and also Sinbad.
No, not even. It's Arnold and Sinbad.
Right.
I'm out. I'm
oh,
out
yeah,
of the mix.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. Bye-bye.
That's the other thing about a Gemini. Flaky. We're out.
Yeah, that's fair. That's
you guys
fair.
Know, can I just say to everybody, I owe you an a public apology. This is it
no,
right now.
No.
We had to reschedule. It was
twice.
I got very sick.
I don't want
then
a sick person
foolishly
here.
Blew my voice out in a show. Then had to miss not just you guys had to miss an audition.
Oh shit!
Fuck. Yes, yeah. And couldn't do a self tape because it was a voiceover.
Oh yeah, that's
so
that's
literally
rough.
It's not just your podcast.
No,
I got in big trouble.
Yeah.
And it was like I shouted something I didn't even need to shout. It only kind of a good laugh, whatever. And
wait, hang
I
on.
Just
what did you shout?
Picture.
You,
what?
I feel
what,
like
what
you're trying
Jerry.
To...
You shouted
the no,
word
the
Jerry.
Name Jerry. I was shouting Jerry, but it was like it was piercing.
Oh God!
And it was, and I had a coughing fit.
Okay.
And that's when I wrote to you guys. I had a cough fit on stage.
Oh shit!
On stage,
really?
No water.
Oh, wow.
Had to leave and get water and come back. Like it, and then people
that's
think
bad.
You have COVID.
Yep, 100%.
Like I'm telling you guys, in even 100%. When I'm saying this to you guys right now, I'm like I'm sick about the whole literally sick about the whole situation because you're just like now since COVID, gotta give that
every
gotta
time.
Play it safe. You don't
every
have a
time.
And back in the day, I would have come. I wouldn't have even
no,
gotten you sick.
I 100% know what you're saying.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I have we have friends that are very like sensitive to it and understand me, so I'm not but like every time I'm a little bit sick, I feel compelled to tell them like
you have
hey,
to.
My
you
nose
have
was acting up earlier today, so I don't know if you want to hang out, but I'm just letting you know.
I wouldn't have told you if I didn't know you guys.
Yeah.
Because if I don't know how anyone's gonna react and I'm
exactly.
coming into your studio.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
What am I gonna I have to tell you.
Yeah.
That's your response. And I COVID tested, but you know, their home test.
And it was positive. And but you know,
it was
like,
positive.
But like, it wasn't
positive. I have COVID. See it in an hour.
We did charge you for the room that you booked.
Yeah.
So it's okay. You'll see that on your bill. But Sears
and
is
bless
back.
You guys. Sears is back.
Sears is
back.
Back. And I wanted to say this. Mariah texted me a picture of a defunct Sears in Glendale.
You mean
I don't know if you guys have seen. No.
What?
A defunct, beautiful Sears in Glendale. Sears, it's right in Glendale. Yeah, and you know, it's not operational anymore, but it was there for 85 years. And, you know, I just wanted to say, you know, shout out to that Sears. She sent me a picture. I didn't realize it was there.
Okay.
But, you know, I think the only thing more beautiful than an operational Sears is, like, a defunct Sears.
Why?
And picturing,
what
like,
are you talking about?
All, like, the happy shoppers
inside.
A nostalgic Sears. What? You know, all the shiny black boots.
What?
Shiny happy little kids.
Was there
laughing.
Shiny black boots and happy little kids in there? Get them out.
Brightly polka-dotted dresses. I'm saying in the heyday of Sears.
Heyday.
Okay.
So, you
go
know,
in there for
sending,
hours.
Keep sending your Sears.
Have you ever
photos.
Been inside of a Sears?
Naturally, every week.
Thank you. Yeah,
with my mother.
Yeah,
there's no question about it.
Maggie's got so much energy.
Wait, where are you from originally that you were going to Sears every weekend?
Small town Ontario, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we would go in Toronto or Mississauga to the Sears.
What do you remember about Sears?
Just hours on end. And and sandwiches.
Sandwiches?
Out of my mom's purse. And my grandmother, my Tay-Tay would pull out pita bread and a jar of za'atar and olive oil to make this like pita thing that we really like in Sears. Full jars out of her purse.
Impressive.
It was incredible. It was like,
I'm gonna start using that on the kids.
You
I started doing that with the kids.
Your kids are running out. You're not feeding anybody.
They're hungry. So you can go on Google Photos actually, and you can see this Sears. And if you go to the right position, you can get to the year 2014 when the Sears is still active. And then you go about 50 feet to the left, and it's a ghost Sears. It's a very creepy time travel where, like, I was like, oh, that's where the Sears was. And then you go 50 feet, and you're like, it's back, baby!
Wow.
Let's get to some trivia.
Okay.
All right. I got the trivia this week, Alana. And, you know, we're doing trilogies.
We're going to get this one.
We're doing trilogies.
I decided.
And you know what I realized? We've been doing trilogies lately. And what I realized is it's really hard to find a lot of trilogies that we know and love.
Yeah, that sounds like on brand for us. We don't know that many trilogies.
Well, Goosebumps. But I'm telling you, like, there's the Goosebumps. Good ones. There's Goosebumps. Is Goosebumps a trilogy?
There's lots of trilogies within Goosebumps. Yeah,
but that's what I'm saying, is there's a lot of things that, like, are almost a trilogy, and then they're like 4, 5, 6, 7, and it's like, oh,
Aragon.
Shit.
No. Goosebumps would have trilogies within the series about a subject.
Really?
It would be like the puppet trilogy.
It wasn't Do you know what I mean? Where it would be, and in the show, too, sometimes it would follow it, like, further than just the one.
Well, you should have done the trilogy this week for Goosebumps.
Shit. Still can.
Okay. Go to your room.
There's time.
Figure something out and we'll come back.
All right. So we're talking about Predator, which isn't a trilogy, but it was a trilogy at some point.
So there's more than four. There's more than three.
So the 1987 movie Predator. Originally titled Hunter, spawned three sequels and one prequel.
Okay.
Which one of these is not a real title for those?
Oh, fuck
me. Is it Predator 2, Predators, A Predator, The Predator, or Prey? We're going to find out
right
after this. Prey! We will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Brands. Buy your stuff from Brands.
Ooh, wow. I just grew one more root. Hi, I'm a pine tree, and I live up north growing roots all throughout the year. But certain times of the year, it can be hard to grow a root. That's why I rely on Norman's Root Enhancer. Norman's Root Enhancer gives you the roots you need deep down when you need it most. No more pining for the roots that are missing from your life. Try Norman's Root Enhancer today, and all the ladies and lads will love the way you look down below. You know what I'm saying? Put her up. High pine.
Great. Go. Hit it. We're going to listen to the whole theme song again.
We're going to listen to the whole theme song again. You ready?
Listen. And it's three, okay. Four.
All right. This is actually where the guitar solo comes in. Hang on. Okay. This was actually inspired by Stairway to Heaven. And this part, then we get into like more of a Freebird sort of thing. And it's really good.
Okay. I know that Prey is one, because that was like maybe the most recent one, right?
Dan
like, didn't
Trachtenberg,
that just,
yeah.
That, so Kyle just confirmed. Prey is one.
Damn it. Why?
I think
how did
the one.
I don't know why I did that. I've never done that.
Predator. I think a Predator.
I think it's a Predator is not one.
Yes! I knew it.
You guys got that really fast.
Obviously, Predator 2 is a real name.
Predators.
Prey is clearly the most recent one because it all builds to this.
I remember it. I can see the poster. It's got scratches.
Yeah, but Predator, I go, what's that, 3?
No.
Where do you even put that in?
I don't like
that. Predator? So it's
kind of like,
not.
Like, okay, there's Predator 2, there's Predator. No, you idiots. We got you. It's not through your gambit,
you.
Kyle.
We got you so bad. We got bad.
You. You guys did get that really fast.
We got
yeah, you. Hey, Atlanta, was this supposed to be 10 minutes second?
Yeah, this is, yeah, okay, we'll just play the theme song. We'll play the theme song.
We'll play the theme song three more times.
For the love of God.
Wait, Atlanta, I do want to say something because you were on a friend of mine's podcast, Bridger Weingart's podcast. I said no gifts.
My new friend. I'll get into that. Go on.
I was going to say, I listened to the podcast up until the point where you gave him the gift. Because the gift that you gave him was a magic puzzle. No spoilers.
Oh.
And I got myself a puzzle of that nature for Christmas this year. And I had to leave it at home. I haven't been able to get it yet. And I didn't want any spoilers. So I had to turn off the podcast and be like, I don't want it spoiled. I was like, oh my God, this girl, like, we're going to vibe because she's giving people magic puzzles.
I'm just going to say, manage your expectations.
Okay.
On the surprise.
No, I'm excited about the surprise.
Bridger and I were horrified.
No!
That's a joke. No, we weren't. We had a blast because I went back.
Okay, great.
For the reveal.
Oh, did you?
Oh, heck
I went
yeah,
back
okay,
a week, when he finished okay. it a week later, yeah. and then I gave him a secondary gift to protect his home.
Fair. Oh, again?
The evil eye.
Oh, the okay. evil eye.
I'm scared. Protect his home.
Okay. I'm very scared. Okay, so I've got to do this. I've got to get this
puzzle
to me.
Do you know, Bridger and I, to tell you my new friend after I did his podcast, yeah. we have become close friends.
Really?
And we won't repeat, so ooh. No one knows, but we okay. walk... The section I told you oh, I yes, walk yes, at.
Incredible.
Like
incredible.
Once every week or two weeks.
Are you
weeks.
Serious?
Yes, yes I'm no. not even joking. We just, it was, wow. you know when you meet somebody yeah. and you're like, where have you been all
yes.
my life?
Wow.
It was yes. just that.
Yes.
And we became really close. We kind of bonded over some things that were happening in the moment. And then you kind of realize like, oh, you're
chill.
We have the same yeah. morals. Yeah. You're good.
That's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah. So I'm
makes
so
me,
happy
that
to
warms
hear that.
My heart.
But I'm really excited about the puzzle.
Yeah.
That was a beast for him.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. I can't yep. wait to get into it. I mean,
you'll have to follow up with me now okay. and Bridger. Obviously,
we're going
to
have you
to
back
us.
Next week.
You should have me and Bridger. We're roommates and it's a house party. Here we go.
Here we go. And I said, no gifts. Don't bring any.
And I said, what? What? Oh, it's time for March Madness.
Okay. So.
Yes, that's right, folks. It's everyone's. Now I'm self-conscious every time I hit a sound effect. Like you're saying, I'm too into the tech of it. Okay, listen. So this game,
tech bro, God.
This game is who would be the best roommate. Okay, yeah. So you have to choose the roommate you would like to live with most. We've done this the last couple weeks. It's mm-hmm. been tough. It's been tricky. But we're gonna have
we
to
can do, it.
Do this
we can
March
do it.
Madness style.
Yeah.
This is the last round before we go into the final 16. I don't know how basketball works. I don't know, but
yeah. well, you sort of hit the ball with the
yeah.
and it goes in.
It sounds right.
I give it my old how are you response. Sure, yeah.
Sure, yeah. Sure, yeah. So March Madness. Sure, yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Let's
yeah.
try sure, this. Yeah. Okay, March Madness. Go. Okay, so Danny DeVito versus William Howard Taft.
Which one would be a better roommate?
Which one would be a better roommate.
Didn't have to get shot up.
I would say Danny DeVito only because I've already seen what it's going to be like from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia because mm-hmm. he rooms with Charlie Day mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and he seems like he's down for anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I know he's going to be messy, but he's a yes man.
He's the Jersey Mike's guy right now, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Mike's,
he's got
right?
the money. You're going to live in yeah. a nice spot.
Yeah.
And Jersey Mike's is like the best subs.
It
that's
is good.
The best one.
We love Jersey
we
yeah,
love Jersey
do
Mike's.
You use the app?
No, I
there's not one close to us.
It doesn't matter. Get the app for when you go in. We just got a free sandwich.
What?
We just got a free sandwich How? Out of nowhere on the app, just out of nowhere.
Yeah,
and on your birthday too. I'm telling
really?
You, get
okay.
the
yeah.
app.
That's the thing. All these fast food places, like
they just want
they have
you to
really
have
good
app.
Apps. Yeah, like because I use the Burger King one lately.
The
and
apps
it's like,
is all these perks. It's yeah. just like if you're gonna order the food anyways. Listen, if they want your information, they're gonna get it anyway.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
want you can't
I,
stop them.
I
you go
free,
into Burger King, they scan your likeness, they can use.
I mean,
AI
so
forever.
True.
I got a free fry from McDonald's from the app.
Free fry.
And I
is
went
what
in
I'm
to
saying.
Pick
free
it up.
Fry?
Free fry? And the guy was like, do you want a new one? It's been sitting there for a minute. I was like, this is free. I was like,
double
no thanks.
Free?
I'm good. It's okay.
I can have.
I already feel guilty
Kyle,
enough.
Kyle,
what
good self-worth do you have?
No,
that
no
you didn't?
It is still
I agree
warm.
With I agree with Kyle on this.
Thank
and
you,
here's why.
Uh-huh.
Because this shows this employee, out of the goodness of his heart,
yes.
was doing this for you.
That was nice.
And look at your response, mm-hmm. out of the goodness of your
yeah.
heart.
Yeah, thank you.
Just a
thank
gorgeous
you.
Moment.
I guess meanwhile, it's two Maggie,
people,
trash yeah. person.
It's two
I'd
people.
Be like, give me the good ones.
Yeah, Maggie, this is why you don't have the app.
Yeah,
I guess not.
She doesn't deserve the app. William
Fuck.
Howard Taft was a president.
I'm sorry, and
he
you
got,
are?
And what's your name? Yeah, thank
I'm
you.
Sorry, your name is?
And, sorry, I'm Elena.
Keel. It's Keel.
Keel's facial products.
Was a president. Mm-hmm. And I'm the one who put this together. I looked up Taft before this, and I still can't remember anything about him. Danny DeVito, I guess.
Didn't he invent Laffy Taffy?
Yes, I think he did. Danny DeVito, here we go.
Danny DeVito
okay.
wins.
Next up,
Keanu Reeves with the pet crow versus Samuel L. Jackson with the best flavor of Oreos.
I love crows. I want crows as my roommates.
Yeah, you're choosing the crows?
I choose crows and Keanu. Like hardcore crows and Keanu.
What do you say, Alan?
I love Keanu, but I gotta go Samuel L. on this. It's just more perks.
Well,
I mean, with
the best flavor Oreos.
That's what I'm
Which
saying.
Which Oreo
is
you
more...
think's the best? Because that's the one he has.
I have to be honest with you, and it's an unpopular opinion, and I never buy them because not everybody else likes them, but I love a golden Oreo.
I bought golden Oreos last week.
See, yeah. I love you. Yeah, we do vibe. Here we go immediately.
Yes. Okay, so you want
it's unpopular, but it's so good.
They're yummy. They're yummy. What are you going to do?
So you want Keanu with the Oreos? Because that's not the answer, guys.
No. She said Samuel.
I said Samuel because he has the perks. I said I want to have Keanu because there could be a spark.
And they're probably will.
I'm going to say Sam Jackson. What's your vote?
Fine. Sam. I'm with you.
Okay. We're going Sam, Maggie.
Fine. I'll have to find crows on my own time.
All right. This next one, Tuffy. Voltorb versus Electrode.
Voltorb.
So do you know these Pokemon? They're the Pokemon that look like Pokeballs.
one looks like a Pokeball with eyes, and then one looks like a reverse Pokeball with eyes.
I'll take reverse.
Okay, that's Electrode.
Is that Electrode?
I choose Voltorb.
Is he the angry one? Which one's the angry one?
Electrode's more like cocky, and Voltorb's like,
Wait, say it again.
Okay, Electrode's kind of like, hey, uh-huh. That's the face Electrode has. Like, I'll look in the camera, he's like, hey. Uh-huh. And Voltorb's like,
I'll take Electro.
I'll go Electrode.
Damn it, I keep getting outvoted in my own home.
Yeah. Let's go next. It's up. Tracee Ellis Ross versus a statue of David Tennant, but its eyes follow you.
Tracy.
I don't want that to be. I can't live like this.
No.
I want David Tennant to know me. I don't want to have like a hollow ghost of David Tennant.
I don't need anyone to know me. I need those eyes not on me.
Don't look at me.
I'm going to go with the rim on this one. We're going with the hilarious Tracee Ellis Ross. Next up.
That's a good roommate. Can we just talk about that? Yeah. That's like the best, like, ideal roommate.
She was on, speaking of Conan, a couple weeks ago, and she's so funny. Yeah. I mean, like, she has such a positive, amazing energy.
We love
it's
her.
Crazy. Yeah.
She's got that parasocial thing where you're like, you're my best friend.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. Yeah.
You're my best friend.
I'm in it for the friends.
Okay. Jason Momoa, but he's constantly wet, or Jason Bateman.
Jason Bateman, I don't need any wetness in my house. I'm a dry person and I'll stay that way.
Speaking of wet.
Yeah, speaking of wet, sneeze city up in
Maggie,
here.
I probably edited that Bateman. Sneeze out, but Maggie said, speaking of wet.
I pick Bateman.
So now I got to leave that sneeze in.
Speaking of wet, I'm here.
Okay.
Speaking of wet, I'm here, Bateman.
Yeah, I like Jason Bateman. He's got a calming presence.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. We're going with the Bates.
I pick Bateman.
Yeah.
All right, this one's going to be tough. Next up, we got Natasha Lyonne versus Ramona Flowers.
Ramona Flowers from Scott Pilgrim, the fictional character.
Scott Pilgrim versus
Have you seen that film?
I have not, but I'm going to pick Natasha.
Doesn't it take place in Canada?
It does.
It takes place in Toronto.
Does that mean you have to watch it, or does that mean you don't watch it?
I have Canadian friends in it. I have a couple of pals that were in it, like local casting, but I would have to choose Natasha because I met her recently.
Nice.
But, obviously she doesn't remember that.
No, because you changed your hair.
Exactly. Yeah. She was going through the crowd, meeting everyone, going, yes, hello, yes, hello. And I
she's
was like,
so funny.
You are incredible. Yeah,
she's so
So
funny.
It's Natasha all the way. Okay. Yes, hello.
I pick Natasha as well.
Yeah, I would all. I mean, yes. I love. Did you happen to watch Poker Face? She's really good on that show.
It's great.
It's like a murder mystery thing. It's so good.
I loved the one before that. Russian Doll.
Russian Doll. So good.
She's so good. She's amazing.
We love.
All right. Here we go. Jeff Goldblum versus Raphael in parentheses Ninja Turtle.
I've met Jeff Goldblum. I went to his singing thing. I met Raphael.
Okay.
I met Jeff Goldblum. I went to that residency I don't know if he still does it, where he would like kind of sing every week and then you could like go up and kind of join him. This was like 13 years ago. I'm not even exaggerating long ago. Songs. I don't know. Good songs. It was like at a restaurant.
Example? Do you remember anything he said?
It'd be like, classic.
Yep.
And it was incredible. And he came to our table and sat with us. And he's the most charming, good-looking man alive. So 100%, I'm going to try to bone him the whole time.
I want to sing with Goldblum.
Yeah, I want to sing with
He's incredible.
Too.
Yeah. I'm going to have sex with him the whole time.
Okay.
Okay, well, that's dangerous with a roommate. You know?
That's fine.
What if it doesn't work out?
According to this podcast, you only live somewhere for a week. What do I care?
That's true.
You never said I was signing a lease.
You signed a lease.
No, by walking through the door.
Can't add in that you signed a lease. after we moved in.
We could do whatever
can
we want.
Do that.
This is it's on air. It's
Spotify.
I come from a real estate family. I know for a fact you cannot get away with this.
Well, okay.
I don't like knowing that there's nepotism in the room
yeah,
here.
There is a lot of nepotism.
Wow.
Hey man,
I didn't know you were a nepo baby.
Take it up with Goldblum. I'm out.
Okay.
Okay. Raphael is a Ninja Turtle, guys. He fights
gonna
crime.
Help. He's gonna help.
I do like that he fights crime. That he will help us. And I feel like he wouldn't actually be around. That like he'd give you your
yeah,
space.
Yeah, he goes out on the town. He saw
is this like a basement
movie.
Apartment? What are we talking
well,
here?
Well, maybe
this guy wants to get down.
It's your apartment. How about let's say whatever your apartment is. That's
well, I live in a palace, basically.
So you would never, yeah, you'd never see him. Never he'd be out him. In the sewers.
And by the way, thanks for accepting I live in a palace.
That's a given.
Immediately yeah. brush past
that's
it. I do
yeah.
not
live that's
in a palace.
No, we know you do.
No, we know that you do.
We got your birth chart.
Yeah.
We know.
We know. We know. Yeah.
We saw your palm.
We saw
your palm.
And it went right to a mansion. We saw it on your hand.
It's a map to a palace.
Yes.
Weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do not have a basement, but there's a crawl space under my house. So actually,
we have a crawl space.
He could be good.
Yes. He
because
could live in the crawl
he
space.
Wants to be in the crawl space.
He wants
I pick
to be
Raphael.
Underground.
I pick Raphael.
Raphael.
Yeah.
Raph.
It might have to be Raphael. It
I
might
Raph.
Change.
He's
Raph.
Cool but rude.
But look,
he's
you cool know Goldblum, so you don't have to live with him. You can like just kind of get
well,
in
and you're
a,
right.
You
know. All the sex we're having could get yeah. messy.
It could
yes.
get messy.
Literally
yes.
messy. Yeah. And then I've got wet Jason Momoa going, and I couldn't move in.
Oh, really?
Natural lubricant.
You wouldn't have
Raph. Second to last match of the day. We got Baby Adam Sandler or the Predator from the 1987 movie Predator.
The only reason why I choose Predator over Adam Sandler.
Baby Adam Sandler.
Baby Adam Sandler. The only reason why I choose Predator is because we worked really hard to get that right in the trivia.
And we were so quick and so right.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not going to throw that out the window all of a sudden.
Predator is very scary and violent.
Pretty will eat us.
To you.
Yeah.
So how do you know Predator doesn't get on your side and
that's
now
true.
You're running the neighborhood?
That's true.
What if like
I don't even know if I want to run the neighborhood.
But like, listen, if Predator's your roommate, let's assume that Predator did in fact sign a lease. Predator came to you and was like, "Hey, I need a place to live. I need a place to crash." Mm-hmm. That's not someone who wants to eat you. They need your half of the rent.
That's what I'm saying.
So Predator's on your side, right?
Name $1 this monster has made. Name one.
$1.
Yeah, to pay for the rent. They
need
you, man.
They need
you. Right?
Yeah. And listen, what's baby Adam Sandler going
to
do?
First of all, babies
take money.
Change their diaper.
Change their diaper.
This animal
take
goes to the bathroom himself.
They're growing out of their clothes all the time. I don't want a baby right now.
Is
I want
the
a
baby
predator.
Even funny yet?
No.
Predator's hilarious.
Okay, so we're going Predator? Yeah.
I think we're going Predator.
I think we're going with Predator.
Megan and I made some
all right,
outrageous
we're going with,
arguments.
And we're right.
We're going with the Predator from the 1987 movie Predator. Gala.
I can't wait to have electro.
I'm sorry. Can we clarify that? Yeah. We're going for a Predator.
A Predator.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We're going for a Predator.
Sorry, like the movie.
Could we get someone doing a Jeff Goldblum saying cowabunga?
Yes. We'll all three do it. Here it goes. I'll start. Oh, well, cowabunga. That's fine. Nope.
It's just Christopher Walken.
That's Christopher Walken. You said two sentences, or two syllables, I mean.
Yeah.
Alana?
Cowabunga.
All right. I mean, yeah.
Well, I met him, so I know.
Yeah, you know.
I met him 13 years ago, so I know.
All right, the last match of the day, we got Random Dino from Jurassic Park or the song All-Star.
The song All-Star?
Hey, now, you're an All-Star. Yeah.
That already lives rent-free in my brain, so I might as well start paying some rent. You know what I'm saying? High five! Mm-hmm.
Couldn't agree more.
Ding! This has been March! Where the roommates match up and the matchups remain. That's right, folks. Thank you so much. Oh, the crowd goes wild.
Elena, do you talk to yourself?
All the time.
I do, too.
I have to. How am I going to get anything done?
Do you talk to yourself in public?
Yeah, all the time. I put on my music, and I walk and talk to myself, and I talk out loud, and I do it all the time.
I used to be so mortified. I remember being in my... Oh, let me just call this up by saying I do the exact same thing in public, on the bus.
All the time.
In my car, out here, in
especially
the yard.
In your car.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, I got to turn left here. What are you doing, buddy?
I'll look in the mirror, do my makeup, and go, and away we go, and walk out.
I fucking love
to
that.
No
and
one.
Away we go.
Main character energy.
And away we go. It's not an exaggeration. The amount of times, because I got to hype myself. I got to hype myself into it.
Yeah, you got to hype.
Okay, what about you? What? Tell me what happened.
Well, oh, I was going to say, it's like such a journey I've gone on, because I do this now. I'll talk in public. I'll kind of sing in public, not like loud, but I'll just
all
be like
the time.
Taylor sold us time.
Yeah.
Just walking down the street.
Beauty and the Beast.
I was singing the Taylor Swift song Karma this morning because discovered it.
You just discovered
I only know two Taylor Swift songs, Shake It Off and now this one.
Oh man.
Okay,
dude,
well Karma's
we
a
have to
banger.
Some
Karma's a banger. Yeah. You need to learn All Too Well 10 minute version. We're gonna get there.
So good.
But I remember as a child, my mom talks to herself a lot, right?
Okay.
So, and she would, she was like a stay-at-home mom, so she'd be home all the time.
A Sam, if you will.
She was a Sam. Perfect. That's good.
That's a good time saver.
I like that.
Yeah. That's a time
saver. My mom was a Sam, and she would stay at home, and it'd just be her, like, you know, and the kids hanging around. And she'd be in the kitchen going like, well, I got to do this, and talking to herself. And I remember being mortified for her. Because I she didn't know I was there hearing her talk and being like, oh my God, I can't believe she must be, she's going to be so embarrassed.
She's going to be so embarrassed.
If she knows that I'm here. And I would like creep and crawl around so she didn't know that I knew she was talking to herself.
That's hilarious.
Like, meanwhile, she doesn't give a shit that I'm there. She's doing it no matter what.
Tell
and now here I am. Like,
when you finish a task, do you go, okay.
Yes.
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 For what to do next.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you know what I do? Yes. So I right now I babysit a lot.
Okay.
And sometimes I'm babysitting during the day while a mom works from home.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
And I talk to her baby. He's almost two, but talk to her toddler all the time.
Baby Adam Sandler, you might know him.
His name's Adam Sandler, yeah. And he's a baby.
He's in the house.
Yeah,
he's here.
He's in the house.
Abbott.
He's sort of the big daddy.
Okay.
And so that's an Adam Sandler movie, right?
Yeah,
I'm really second guessing
myself.
Come on,
man.
Do some Happy Gilmore.
Don't do this to me. I don't like
don't
it.
Don't be Billy Madison about that. I'm pimping you out.
Yarmulke Hanukkah song. I know that.
Okay.
anyway, but I'll talk to this kid a lot, but really what it is a conduit for me to talk to myself.
You're talking at it.
I'll be like, anyway, we got to get this. I think we're going to go to the park now. Do you want to go to the park?
Yeah.
You know,
I talked to my dog. Yeah.
She and the dad too, when he's home, they don't do that. So I'm just a stranger
crazy.
In their home talking to herself. For all day, for hours.
Yep. How are you going to keep track of anything you don't say it out loud? It's like a Google cow.
Yeah. I need it.
That's what
I'm
saying.
This baby is my Google cow.
This is what I'm saying.
My Google cow.
Yeah.
I don't quite better. Do that, I feel like.
And you're a mess.
Yeah,
look at all these buttons you're pressing. Look at all these
look
buttons.
What you've had
you're
to do.
Crazy.
We don't have to do the tech because we have the tech in our minds.
I can't get anything done here.
And guess what? We are done.
We're
here,
done.
Alana. Thank
we're
you so
done?
Much for being our
yeah.
roommate this
so
week.
Much fun.
Thank you so much.
For
we're
here.
So happy that you came.
We're going to play the theme song as soon as you leave. We're excited about it. But before we get out of here, is there anything you want to plug?
You know what? Yeah, I do a lot of shows. So, so lame, but do follow or check my Instagram.
Do it.
Because
how do we find
that's
you?
Where I post them all. It's at the only Alana Johnston. I'm sure you guys will do the tag.
We will tag.
I got the tag.
Kyle's
got
a kind of a tech guy.
I'm kind of a tech guy. I don't know if you know.
Honestly, I was upset the podcast was done. I'm fine now.
Okay.
I'm fine that it's
now
done.
Now that
I had to end on the psycho, I'm out.
That's fine. That's fair.
Yeah, that's it. I do a lot of live shows at like Largo and Elysian and Dynasty, kind of everywhere. Not the Comedy Store because I'm not traditional stand-up.
No, I don't blame you. Yeah,
so,
I'm not either.
Yeah, it's either. You don't even know them. And,
no, I don't even know them. Yeah. Who the fuck is this?
But yeah, that's I would say come check out some shows. And
do
I
it.
Post the videos and clips, you know, all that stuff.
Do it. Do it.
Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate your time. I hope you enjoy the room. And
let us know if you need anything. Towels, more sheets.
Well, yes. I know I said I'd bring it, but would a snack kill you?
Oh, okay, yes. Oh, right away, I'll go get you some cheese and crackers.
All right, we're going to be back with more March Maintenance next week. It's in like a lamb and out like a... That one was just for you.
I got to get out of here.
All right, thanks so much, Atlanta.
Well, the podcast is over. What did you think about it this time, Cookie?
I felt great, Books, and you know what? Hey, guys, just to pull back the curtain here, right when Alana was leaving, you know, she said, hey, this theme song, it's my favorite. And I could hear it 80 times in a row,
she said. I wish it was longer.
She said, I wish it was longer, and I could listen to it 80 times in a row. I think that's exactly what she said.
Well, we made her listen to it 80
we
times
did make
in a
her
row.
Listen 80
you know, like
times
the first 79, I think there was like tears.
There was resistance.
Yeah, but
there
it sort
resistance.
Of got to that point of like, I like it, I get it, I get it.
And she got it.
And I definitely know what
guys.
Kyle's saying in that second
it's
line.
It's great. We all know what I'm saying.
Everyone
we revealed
knows.
It last week.
Yeah.
And she loved it. I am the son of a barber. I wonder if that's why I can recognize people by their hair.
That interesting.
Yes.
I hadn't thought about that.
You know,
I guess
the
I still know
blindness.
You. Yeah. With all,
yes.
face, with all the face blindness out
yes.
there. Kyle, we did see the world's largest blossoming plant today.
Yes. Yes.
We didn't bring that up
This was a great
either.
Day. This was a great day.
Kyle
I think we should because look here, this is what I want to say.
What?
Is every episode we go out and go for a walk, and we've talked about this before a little bit, but to me, I feel like, you know, what that it has a couple meanings, but what it really is like wander.
Yes.
It's like get out there, go for a walk, wander,
yeah.
You know, have some fun. Don't know where you're going all the time.
Just wander.
Go for a walk, get some air. And that's what we did today. We didn't know what we were doing. We're like, hey, let's go to Sierra Madre, this place
we've
never been.
Just like a town we've never been to.
This little weird
not
town.
Like half an hour from us.
Turns out what, Maggie?
Turns out today was, it's St. Patrick's Day. So there's a big street fair. And we're like, it's for St. Patrick's Day. That's so cool. Like, oh, we didn't realize that. That's cute.
Oh, nice, man.
Oh, nice, nice. But some guy,
yeah,
in the
we're on the street walking around. And then this guy comes up to us. He's like, hey, do you know where the tree is?
He said, have you been to the tree?
Have you been to the tree?
We were like, no.
We're like,
and
what?
He's like, oh, okay. And he starts to leave. And I turn around to him and I'm like, hey, wait. What's the tree? And
yes.
He kind of goes like, oh, it's the, okay.
Wisteria tree, I think.
And he like,
said.
And then he leaves.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay, weird. Like, what's
weird.
The tree?
What's this guy?
What's the tree?
And at this time, we're like seeing a bunch of people kind of move up the hill. Because this is like, is a town like right in the mountain, like right on the edge of the mountains.
People going
and
up.
And so
there's
like people going up. And so then we're about to leave and we like end up seeing like a booth. So we go and ask.
I go, what's this? And she's like, oh, today is the wisteria festival for the wisteria tree.
Once, so, and it only happens once a year.
Once a year.
One day a year. So we walked all the way up this hill and we went to this, it's the largest,
largest blossoming, like the largest plant in the world that blossoms.
Yeah.
Right? So the sequoia is the largest tree in the world, but this is the largest blossoming.
And I know what you're thinking. Who cares?
No,
but you're
don't
wrong.
Think that. It's super cool. It's huge. It destroyed a house.
Yeah.
It collapsed
a
house.
No, it's honestly beautiful. It was, it just cements in my mind the idea of like of wandering and like trying to go with the flow and
I love
like
that.
You never know what you're gonna find. And it felt because it felt so I don't know, serendipitous. It just felt like. It was like, wow, we came here on the exact day.
It was wonderful.
It was
and
great.
I do just want to flash back to the point of view of that man asking us if we'd been to the tree.
Yes.
And us saying, what's the tree?
What's the
at
tree?
A festival that was for the tree.
But just to be clear, we didn't know the fest. Like, we didn't know that there was going to be like a festival and vendors and stuff. We just were like, let's go towards the downtown area.
It's very true.
Of this cute little downtown.
Yeah, it's very true.
Anyways, I don't know if that's relatable.
Anyway, you guys relate to that? If so, like and subscribe.
Yeah. You
like
can
and subscribe.
You can leave us reviews.
Please do.
You know, we got this merch. Check out this merch.
I think I'm wearing some right now.
Yeah, you're wearing some right now.
It's cozy. I wear this too much. I probably should wash it more.
It is cozy. I wear mine at night a lot.
I love it.
But hey, submit us any anonymous questions. All this can be found in the episode description below this episode. Otherwise, let's get out of here.
Yeah. Well, check out the Patreon, obviously. Check out the Patreon. We got good stuff
there.
Yeah, we got bonus content. We have $2, $5, and $10 level per month.
And I think we're going to be premiering a new sort of type of bonus content. I don't want to get into it because we haven't done it yet. But,
tease.
But stay tuned. Otherwise, I'm Cooks.
I'm Books. Go for a walk.
Everything is going to be all right.
Hi, my name is Little Tiny Stubby, and Little Tiny Stubby is a little squirrel that lives in your yard. Now, you might be worried about me eating all the birdseed, and don't be worried about that anymore. Why does it have to be birdseed? I don't know why there were birds in that. I like stuff too. I like seeds and I like cheese. And if you're going to give me some birds, might as well give me some seeds, might as well give me some cheese. Okay, little stubby, bye.
That's it. Bye-bye.